they choose to go? Our sermon and sermon text are combined today, and it's our sermon text comes from the text of Hebrews, the 11th and 12th chapter. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The act of faith is distinguished by our ancestors, set them above the crowd.
By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word, what we see created by what we do not see.
By faith, Abel brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. It was what he believed, not what he brought, that made the difference. That's what God noticed and approved as righteous.
By faith, Noah built a ship in the middle of dry land. He was warned about something he couldn't see and acted on what he was told. The result? His family was saved. His faith, an act of faith, drew a sharp line between the evil of the unbelieving world and the rightness of the believing world. As a result, Noah became intimate with God.
By faith, Abraham said yes to God's call to travel to an unknown place that would become his home. When he had left, he had no idea where he was going. By faith, he lived in a country promised to him, lived as a stranger camping in tents. Isaac and Jacob did the same, living under the same promise. Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city with real eternal foundations, the city designed and built by God.
By faith, barren Sarah was able to become pregnant, old woman that she was at the time, because she believed the one who made a promise to do what he had said. That's how it happened that from one man's dead and shriveled loins, there are now people numbering into the millions.
By faith, Abraham, at a time of testing, offered Isaac back to God. Acting in faith, he was ready to return to the promised son, his only son, as he had been to receive him. And this after he had already been told, "Your descendants shall come from Isaac." Abraham figured that if God wanted to, he could raise the dead. In a sense, that's what happened when he received Isaac back, alive off the altar.
By faith, Isaac reached into the future as he blessed Jacob and Esau.
By faith, Jacob on his deathbed blessed each of Joseph's sons in turn, blessing them with God's blessing, not his own, and he bowed worshipfully upon his staff.
By faith, Moses' parents hid him away for 3 months after his birth. They saw the child's beauty, and they braved the king's decree.
By faith, when Moses had grown, refused the privileges of the Egyptian royal household, he chose the hard lifestyle of God's people rather than the opportunistic soft life of sin with the oppressors. He valued suffering in the Messiah's camp far greater than Egyptian wealth because he was looking ahead, anticipating the payoff. By faith, Moses turned his heel on Egypt, indifferent to the king's blind rage. Moses had his eye on the one no one can see and kept right on going. By faith, Moses kept the Passover feast and sprinkled Passover blood on each house so that the destroyer of the firstborn wouldn't touch them.
By faith, Israel walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. The Egyptians tried it and drowned.
By faith, the Israelites marched around the walls of Jericho for 7 days, and the walls fell flat.
By faith, Rahab, the Jericho harlot, welcomed the spies and escaped the destruction that came on those who refused to trust God.
Now, we could go on and on and on, but we've run out of time. But there's Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel, the prophets. There's Elizabeth and Zechariah and Mary and Joseph and John and Paul and Mary and Martha and Lazarus and so many, many more. The list goes on throughout the centuries.
Not one of these people, even though their lives of faith were exemplary, got their hands on what was promised. God had a better plan for us, that their faith and our faith would come together to make one completed whole, their lives of faith not completely apart from ours.
Each one of these people of faith died not yet having a hand in what was promised, but they are still believing. How did they do it? They saw it way off in the distance. They waved their greeting and accepted the fact that they were transients in this world. People who live this way make it plain that they are looking for their true home. If they were homesick for the old country, they could have gone back any time they wanted. But they were after a far better country than that. Heaven country. You can see why God is so proud of them and has a city waiting for them.
Let us also run the race. Therefore, so then with endurance, let us also run the race that is laid out in front of us, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Let's rip off any extra baggage and rid the sin that trips us up, and fix our eyes on Jesus, faith's pioneer and perfecter. He endured the cross, ignoring the shame for the sake of the joy that was laid out in front of him, and sat down at the right side of God's throne.
Today, on All Saints Sunday, we remember and we honor those that have gone before us. All Saints Day creates a space that allows us to remember, to honor those who have shaped and influenced our lives of faith. We remember today our beloved who have died this past year. We remember their names and their faces. And we are present with each other as Christian community, with compassion and support, as we know, and we all carry names and memories of saints who have gone before us throughout our lives. So today, let us pause for a moment and reflect on a couple of questions. Now today, my questions are not teacher questions where I'm asking you to respond. Today, my questions are questions of silence and personal reflection. Beloved people of God, who are the saints that have gone before you and are in this great cloud of witnesses? We give you thanks, O God. As a community of faith here in Hosanna, who are the saints that have gone before us and are in our great cloud of witnesses? At Hosanna, we are privileged to have charter members active and among us today. If you are a charter member of Hosanna, would you raise your hands? We give you thanks for your past and your current faithfulness as you serve in our clouds of witnesses for us here today. For all who are part of Hosanna, we are proud of God's cloud of witnesses. We stand with the saints of Hosanna's cloud of witnesses, and we too repeatedly trust God to guide us and step out in faith to answer God's call to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ in the world. And today, as Hosanna, we gather in this place to grow in and through God's grace and love. And we are sent to serve. Today we will remember those who have walked among us. And today is more than just remembering those who have gone before us. The text in Hebrews contains an extensive list of those that had gone prior and lived life by faith. All have gone so that we may know the amazing love of God. And we add their names to our list, or we add our list to the list that has gone before us. So therefore, let us run with endurance, faith, and trust the race that is set before us. Since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. But let's not just have our focus be on the cloud of witnesses. But may we join with them, with our eyes focused on the one who endured the cross, who ignored the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus, the perfecter of our faith. Amen. We join in singing the hymn of the day.